Hey, Dog Pound, Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm here outside of the Browns training facility in Berea, getting ready to preview the Browns and Titans. Matt, it has been a long week since the season opener, a disappointing game against the Jets. The Browns need to bounce back this Sunday against the Titans. So let's start on offense. What is the key to the game for the Browns?
I think the key to the offense is, and we've talked about it all week, is our ability to run the football. We've been preached all offseason long that we're going to play physical. We're going to be able to run the football and play great defense. We did not see that, which led to some, you know, inconsistencies offensively in our ability to pass the football. And losing your starting quarterback in the first drive of the football game doesn't help either.
Now, you talked about running the ball. Terrence West used to be here. He's in Tennessee now. So it's Isaiah Crowell and it's Duke Johnson. The last time the Browns faced Tennessee, they ran for 176 yards, averaged nearly 5 yards per carry in the biggest come-from-behind victory on the road in the history of the NFL. When you played a team a year ago, same offensive line, same five starters it was a year ago, and you had success running the football, does that carry over? Are they going to be confident going into this game?
They definitely should be. And I think, by about Wednesday of this week, the conversation should have been transitioning to Tennessee away from that performance against the New York Jets and looking to the optimism of our ability to run the football against the Tennessee Titans. You're most likely going to watch the film of what you did last week, and maybe Coach John DeFilippo takes little snippets of the run game and applies them to this year's football team to bank on some of the successes we had last year, because it's a copycat league. You know, if they haven't fixed it yet, let's continue to beat them up time and time again on similar runs and then mix in a lot of what Flip likes to do, the shifts and motions to create the matchups.
Defensively, you face Marcus Mariota, the number two pick in the 2015 NFL draft, had quite the start to his career. 13-16 threw 4 touchdowns in a 42-14 rout of Jameis Winston, the number one pick in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you get to Mariota and rattle him this Sunday?
I think it's going to be a combination of coverage and blitzes, and really what we have to do. Jim O'Neill has prided the fact all offseason as well about, you know, that second level type of defense in year two of this scheme, and I really think we need to see that. We didn't get a chance to see it getting down so early, so we had to play a little bit more coverage. And then the second half, it was them just running the football down our throats and just killing our will. We have a new, fresh opportunity, a team that we should beat, even though people are picking against us. We need to stop Marcus Mariota. We get people around his legs. We need to get hits on Marcus Mariota, so he really needs to feel the pressure and throwing off that back foot. And as talented as we are on the back end, our ability of Joe Hayden to bounce back from a bad football game, maybe get in front of one, get an interception, and deflate some of the head that was created last week for Marcus Mariota.
No question. Stop the run. Bishop Sankey coming off a career high. Get to Marcus Mariota. Only one quarterback hit the Browns in week one. And then take care of the football. I think that's an obvious one. 5 turnovers, not going to get it done. Do that. The Browns can win the home opener this Sunday. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for watching here on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Let's go, Browns.